Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Houston, Wrestling Tracks. It's been a while. The reason why, due to a personal matter in my family, my nephew went missing in the Mississippi River, trying to save two young ladies. Unfortunately, neither one made it out, but I'm not going to get into all that. But I will say how much I love him very much. He's my nephew. I'm not going to say his name. I respect for his privacy and for his family. But I love him very much, and I hope that everything turns out. We're still keeping hope. It's been 7 days, almost 8 days by now. But we're going to push further and keep pushing forward. It's not going to be easy sometimes, but with the help of God, it's going to be all right. Let's get to some wrestling, man. It's been a while. We took our little break. I respect for that situation. I promise you May 1st, that's today, we'll bring it back. So let's do it, shall we? Let's talk real quick. First of all, let's go a little old school. Does it help a professional wrestler to have somebody in your corner in your match? And my answer, in my opinion, yes, it does. You can use that person any way you need to. You use that person to get an advantage in your opponent. Use that person to, I don't know, help you win the match. Help you win the match if you can. Jerry Lawler, I believe Jerry Lawler, he did it all the time. He used to cheat his matches a lot. Hall of Famer is governor, former governor. Jesse Ventura. I want to say Jesse Ventura. He said, win if you can, cheat if you must. Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. And, of course, the late, great Eddie Guerrero, known for lying, cheating, and stealing. Hey, do what you, hey, referee don't see it if it happens. So I believe it has an advantage to have somebody in your corner in your match. It gives you that sight, that psyche, and it gives you that kind of like a little oomph in your match. And I believe so. Having somebody in your corner is for your benefit, and it still works. Old school can still be cool. It's a little old school, that's why in your corner nowadays in the 21st century wrestling, but I think it works out great. That's why in your corner, like a management or valet, whatever you want to call it. I think it works out great. Push, Keep, or Fire coming up soon, just a little bit. Part one, part two. We got David Burton in the house. Not right now, but later on tonight, 6 o'clock. This is for not only Blog Talk Radio folks. I decided to upload it. I was going to do it live on blogtalkradio.com. But this is for our email club as well. You can go to wrestlingtracksachievement.com. We'll send it to you from there as well. And you can get this episode early if you're a part of the email club. So we want to thank you very much. And if you down with us like that, go to WrestlingTracks.com. Get you something. Get you $10 off. Use the code MOMISGREAT. Because she is. Use the code MOMISGREAT. Get $10 off your order at checkout. I think you'll like that. In the meantime, let's talk about I want to get into No Way Out. Not No Way Out. Backlash. But I'm gonna deal that. I'm gonna deal with that with David. I want to get his opinion as well. Let's talk about No Way Out, 2003. I'm gonna take a quick break. We'll be with you in just a second. Right, we are back with you, ladies and gentlemen. This is back in 2003. This is the old school right here. No Way Out. This is back in Toronto, Canada. No, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, at the Bell Center. 15,000 people. 15,000 people there. February 23rd. No Way Out. I missed that pay-per-view so much. It'd be nice if they brought it back now and then. At the time, the card was pretty stacked. Check this out. Hold on a second here. This was the card for No Way Out 2003. We're going to talk 2004 tonight with David Burton. Sunday Night Heat. Rey Mysterio defeated Jamie Noble. Chris Jericho defeated Jeff Hardy by submission. Young Jeff Hardy by submission. William Regal and Lance Storm. I believe this was part of the Un-Americans. This is after the draft. There used to be a team called the Un-Americans. Their character was the assassination of America. As far as morals go, they would have come out with the American flag upside down, the national symbol of distress. That would not work today. The stuff we did back in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s, would not work today. You got all these Karens out here complaining and crying and moaning. It's not going to work. Well, stuff we did back in the day was a miracle that they wouldn't fly today. So the Un-Americans, it was William Regal, Tess, Christian, Lance Storm. If I remember correctly. William Regal, Christian, Tess, Lance Storm. They would come out with the American flag, with the flag upside down. That's our national, actually the national symbol for distress. In the times of an emergency, we can do that. Put the flag upside down. Times of crisis, times of emergency. That is WWE for their time. But anyway, this is a year after, I believe. It is just Lance Storm and William Regal. They defeated Kane and Rob Van Dam. Hall of Famers now. Kane and Rob Van Dam. Matt Hardy defeated Billy Kidman. Wow, that's old school right there. Billy Kidman, what's he up to? I would like to find out one day what he's up to, man. I ain't seen Billy Kidman in a long time. That's old school right there. For the Cruiserweight Championship, The Undertaker defeated the Big Show by submission. I believe he used Hell's Gate at the time. At the time, it was a triangle choke. Brock Lesnar and Chris Benoit. Yes, I said Brock Lesnar and Chris Benoit. Mind you, this is a younger, athletic Brock Lesnar. It's not the beast incarnate. This is a younger Brock Lesnar, athletic Brock Lesnar, a Brock Lesnar that can wrestle. Nowadays, Brock Lesnar suplex the hell out of you 100 times. This Brock Lesnar was younger, faster, quicker. Brock Lesnar, I love to brag about Brock. Let me tell you something about Brock. You know the story. Sing along with me. Brock Lesnar is a NCAA Division I heavyweight champion. He won the Olympic. He qualified for the NCAA division in Olympic qualifying time with a broken freaking pelvis. The dude had a broken pelvis and qualified Olympic time. He's a former, as I know, time to talk about the consequences of Brock Lesnar. UFC champion, NCAA champion in his younger days. New Japan, IWGP heavyweight champion. Multi-time Universal and WWE champion. Brock Lesnar, been there, done that. But this younger Brock Lesnar, this is a younger Brock Lesnar. I want to say he was mid-20s. This younger Brock Lesnar. This is 2003. Let me see how old Brock Lesnar is right now. At least when he was born. This is back in 2003. So Brock Lesnar, let's see here. He was born in 1977. So let's see here. In 2003 he was. Let's see here. 2003, 1977. He's 26. Our young, this is long before the beast incarnate. This is like the young, athletic, can wrestle Brock Lesnar. But anyway, Brock Lesnar and Chris Benoit. Yes, that was rare. Because he's a good guy. Brock Lesnar. Team with Chris Benoit. Can you believe that? Against Team Angle. Kurt Angle. Charlie Haas. Shelton Benjamin. Well, they're going to be the world's greatest tag team. With Paul Heyman in their corner. It's supposed to be Edge. Chris Benoit. Brock Lesnar. Edge got hurt. So it was two on three. They still won the match anyway. kind of cool. Triple H against Scott Steiner. Yes, Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. Interesting match. I believe this is the Royal Rumble. Triple H tried to do anything he can to get out of this match. Disqualification. He was playing about bleeding. He had to cut somewhere. Referee said, no, we're going to keep this rolling. So Scott Steiner, Triple H, at No Way Out, 2003. It's a pretty decent match. I like it. For the World Heavyweight Championship. This was back when the titles were separated. We had the WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship. Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Eric Bischoff. Let me tell you about this one. This one, Eric Bischoff was charged by Vince. You've been doing a good job as general manager, but that's not what I hired you for. I want you to shake up Raw, grab out the throat, and shake to the very foundations. I want you to be the controversial SOB you were in WCW. And you got 30 days turning the show around, or you getting out of here. So the clock is ticking. He fires Jim Ross, who's closer to the Stone Cold Austin than Jim Ross. Jim Ross can get a hold of him. He fires Jim Ross, so you can get a hold of Austin. Austin said he'll be in No Way Out. And Vince McMahon said, okay, fine. You got your job back. As a condition of employment, you're going to face Stone Cold Steve Austin. And all night he tried to find some way to get the advantage, but that didn't work out. No qualification. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Eric Bischoff. Austin stuffed a mud hole in his tail and walked it dry. And of course, the main event, The Rock, defeated Hulk Hogan. Yes. This is back 2003, mind you. The Rock and Hulk Hogan. The Rock was the heel. Hogan was the face. With the help of Vince McMahon, by the way, The Rock defeated Hulk Hogan. Very controversial fashion. Of course, we're in Canada, in Montreal, the home of controversy. I mean, come on, this is Montreal, Canada, the home of controversy. That's a different story in the time, another time. Anyway, this match is pretty. This pay per view all together. It was pretty good. I missed No Way Out, the No Way Out card, the No Way Out pay-per-view, and everything that comes with it. I missed it a lot. I wish we could bring this back. Last time we did No Way Out was what? 2017? It's been a while since we did No Way Out. If I count correctly, the last pay-per-view... No, 2008. I'm sorry. I gotta see it. I gotta see this. Hang on a second. When was the last No Way Out pay-per-view? I'm getting comfortable here, y'all. Excuse me here. Okay. The last No Way Out pay-per-view. Was like 2012. Yes. 2012. The last time we did No Way Out. That was when John Laurinaitis... His job's on the line. The Big Show represented John Laurinaitis versus John Cena. If Big Show lost, John Laurinaitis was fired. It's the last time we did No Way Out. I wish they'd bring that back. Speaking of bringing stuff back, when we come back, we're going to talk about Push, Keep, or Fire. And the victims for today, part one, Rhino, Bayley, and Butch. Used to be Pete Dunne. We're going to talk about that. First off, check out Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. I'm definitely going to go see this movie. It comes out this Friday. Man, I went over there to the movie, man. It's only like $5. $4.87 at checkout. It's like it was $7 yesterday. Man, but this movie is going to be huge. I went to the excitement dies down. We're going to see it. Check it out. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Enjoy. Give me 2 minutes, we'll be right back.
Every night, I dream the same dream.
Oh,
Check it out. Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. This weekend. No, next weekend. This May 5th and 6th. Well, technically May 5th. It's going to be pretty good. I wait till it die down. And it should be awesome. Let's check out Push, Fire, and Keep. I'm going to start with, let's see here, our victim for today. I just had it up, y'all. Excuse me one second. Let's see who's our victim today for Fush Fire Keep. We got Rhino, Bailey, and Butch. Butch used to be Pete Dunne. That's stupid. They changed his name. Last time we saw, he walked out of SmackDown after losing to Kofi Kingston, I believe. Let me see here. Why did Butch walk out? I would like to know. Maybe we'll find out later this week. Butch walked out after losing to Kofi Kingston. That's messed up. Butch is an awesome talent, man. He used to be Pete Dunne, and they named him Butch. I don't know why they did that. That's just stupid. Stop changing people's names. Let them be who they are and be great talent. But my opinion, that's what I'm going to do. I got to keep Bailey. I'm friends with her on Facebook. Her real, it's really not hard to know the wrestler's real name. All you got to do is look it up. Pamela Martinez. Yeah, Pamela Martinez. All you got to do is just look it up. I respect, we use their stage name, their character name. I respect. It's really not that hard to know a wrestler's real name. Just look it up. Anyway, I would keep Bayley. It's been a year since we've seen her. She had an injury. I don't know where she is right now. Oh, she's getting better, getting stronger. I want to see her back in the ring in WWE platform or at some point. I would keep Bayley. I would fire. It's going to be a little difficult here. I would fire. I fired Butch. I mean, you messed him up. He had a perfect. He was Pete Dunne, a former United Kingdom champion, doing his thing, doing it well, and you messed him up by changing his name. That's that. Come on. What is that? Come on now. I just messed up. So I would fire Butch. I would keep Bayley. I'll push Rhino. Rhino got a lot of potential as a singles competitor, multi-time single competitor as back in the old school ECW. A former ECW champion. Rhino by himself is just he's a bad dude. I would keep him as a solo wrestler sometimes. So I would keep Rhino. I'll push Bailey. I would fire Butch. Used to be Pete Dunne. I just messed up, man. Why you changed his name? It was all good. It was all good till you changed his name. So I would keep Bailey. Push Rhino. Fire Butch. That's what I would do right there. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have part two of this live. We're going to be live on blog3.com. We're recording right now. And if you're a part of our email club, you get this for free. You get this early and free on our email club. We have a list of people who are part of our email team. And you can just get it right in your inbox. I'm going to send it, especially if you're an iPad or iPhone user. It's going to come from iCloud, I guess. Or if I don't make one, we'll make one and then we'll send it to you. That's the easy way to do that. If we can't do it by then, we'll just send to you in the PDF, not PDF, in the Google Drive file. So if we can't post it via iCloud, we'll post it to the Google Drive file. That's going to be it for today. I'm going to have plenty with David Burton. He's going to be with me later on tonight, 6 o'clock sharp. That's going to be good. It's going to be good right there. 6 o'clock sharp. We have plenty to talk about. We have a lot to talk about with David Burton. We might even criticize some people. First of all, I gotta say this, man. Right back, you wrong for that, bro. Call the Mr. Man's mom a whore. You wrong for that, man. That, first of all, she dead and gone. Rhino tweeted out something about Vince. Threw out his displeasure about Vince McMahon's mother. And he called his mama a whore. First of all, she's dead. Come on, man. That's low. Well, I know what personal issue he has against Vince McMahon. But you didn't have to do that. That's messed up. I think it was in the tweet or something like that. Yeah, he calls his late mom a whore in a heated tweet, argument, whatever's going on. You can get the information at WrestlingNews.co. And a heated rant. There it is. A heated rant. That's messed up. We'll talk about that too later on tonight with David Burton. I don't like people being released either. It's over done NXT releases from WWE. I can understand the frustration. Some of these athletes from NXT are great talent. We got nothing for them right now. And they were being released the software, getting fired. But right back, you didn't have to call his mom a whore. Come on now. You have to do that. That's low. That's disrespectful. And that's low, especially for you, man. Come on. You have to do that. I don't know what the problem is. He was frustrated with Vince McMahon, and he got personal with it. We're going to talk about that later on tonight. David's insight on it as well. But he got personal with it. And he mentioned his mama and mentioned her past and everything else. We'll talk about that later on tonight. But right now, I'm going to roll out. We'll see you guys tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be live then on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, we are back on blogtalkradio.com. You can still listen to us on demand anywhere, everywhere. We're on Anchor. By the way, if you listen on anchor.fm, the more you listen, the more I get paid. I'm just going to put it out there. If you listen on anchor.fm, the more you listen, the more I get paid. We're on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Later, sometime today on Facebook, on the audio podcast section on Facebook. Amazon Music, how you doing? We're on Red Circle. We're everywhere. Use the word Wrestling Tracks. You want to shop with us? It's just in time for Mother's Day. WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code MAMASGREAT. You want to save some money. We got to go Monday morning. Sometime Monday. Monday morning, maybe. My brother Greg McCray in the house. We're going to mix it up. Chat it up a little bit. Going to be pretty good. We'll see you guys tonight at 6 o'clock. Live on blogtory.com. We got to go. Have a great day, everybody.